Hyperion Audiobooks presents Fish Tales, real-life stories to help you transform your workplace and your life. Written by Stephen C. Lundeen, John Christensen, and Harry Paul, with Philip Strand. Tales performed by Beth Chaplin and Carr Hagerman. Introduction and conclusion read by Stephen C. Lundeen and John Christensen.
Hello, this is John Christensen. Over the last few years, the story of a remarkable group of fishmongers from the Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle has stimulated many of us to consider new possibilities for our work and our lives. As the poet David White put it, we're finding ways to make our work a reward and not just a way to rewards. We're also finding ways to live our time on this planet full to the brim as a testament to the preciousness of life. The story of these unusual fish guys was told in the book Fish. In it, we describe four principles that help foster a great life at work. Play, make their day, be there, and choose your attitude. These principles are part of what we call the fish philosophy. Living this philosophy results in a workplace where the quality of life is satisfying and meaningful, and the experience for customers, internal and external, is compelling. The core message of this audio program is that a richer and more rewarding life may simply be a few choices away from where you are right now. Each section in this program features a real-life story that highlights one of the four fish principles. Still, the other principles are also depicted in each feature story. It must be this way. Play, for example, operates in the context of being there, as well as making someone's day and choosing your attitude. It is in the context of the other three principles that keeps play appropriate. If your spirit is inspired by the real-life stories in this program, we hope your actions will be guided by the 12 weeks of transformational activities at the end of Fish Tales. Now, let's go fishing! The Fundamentals of Fish. Steve Lundeen and I, each in our own way, have been curious about what is possible at work. Years ago, Steve worked at a camp for children with serious physical challenges, spending 6 summers there. After banging around the real world for many years, he came to realize that Camp Courage was one of the most joyous workplaces he had ever experienced. Steve began to wonder why organizations full of able-bodied people were often so joyless. I brought a social service background and an artist's eye to the world of work. I was intensely curious about the occasional workplace.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?